from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We could break down chapter and verse the last three games of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They took the series against the Phillies. They, the atmosphere of PNC Park was just unbelievable. And I didn't personally get to experience it. I had a lot of baseball of my kids going on this weekend. But from all the videos, all the pictures, and all just everything, and people tweeting, and just how exciting, it kind of felt like a playoff game, a playoff series. It really did for the first time in a long time, you know, a regular season game. I know there was a lot of Phillies fans there, but it just felt like, oh my gosh, like this is what a baseball city could be like. And I was sitting there on Friday. Was it Friday? Yes, it was Friday. I was sitting there Friday at my son's game, and it's chilly out, it's nighttime, and I have no kids. So like I had a babysitter come so that to watch my two other kids because Rochelle had to work. So I'm sitting there by myself. And that's, you know, if you're a parent, it's hard to ever get time by yourself to actually just watch one of your kids play a sport. And it was fantastic. I sat there in my lounge chair. We went to Upper St. Clair. They're playing underneath the lights, my son's team. And I have my headphones in. And I'm listening to the Pirate game while simultaneously watching my son play some baseball. And throughout the game, I'm like, okay, they're down 7-4. Bang, bang, bang. Things are going on. Then all of a sudden, bang, you know. And then this happens. And then that happens. And then you tweet. And I asked you, I was like, because I didn't see it. What you tweeted was like, that was ballsy. And that was the play or the sequence where Michael A. Taylor stole third and Kutch stole second, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to break that down before I finish my kind of outlook from the first game?
You just want my opinion of it?
Yes, your opinion.
I mean, when a play like that works, it's great, and I'm glad it worked out there, because if he gets thrown out in that case, you've got a runner on second and one out. In my head, at first, I was thinking bunt, but then I'm like, okay, no, it's Reynolds is up, and they don't bunt well, so I figure you could just get a ground ball or something down softly to the right side or get a ball in the outfield, and you'll get the runner over. But stealing those bases also put, I think, an immense pressure on the Phillies that allowed the Pirates to end up scoring. Now, Reynolds got out, but then you had a soft chopper from O'Neill Cruz, and instead of it then being second and third and two outs, then the Phillies were forced to make a play at the plate, and they didn't get him. Taylor was in safe. Game was tied, and that set you up for the best success. I don't know. It's a cardinal sin to make the first out or third out of an inning at third base, because you don't want to lose the opportunity and the advantage that you have
to score
with that runner on.
Right.
And it's just like a double or nothing risk. And they took it, and they got double. They put that added pressure on, and they eventually won. I think that played a big role in it.
The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Okay, so that happens. And in my son's game almost ended basically the same time the Pirates game ended. Whenever Nick Gonzalez got up to the plate, it was like 1 second before, because I'm listening to it on the radio now. Now I'm driving back to my house, like, and I just left the ballpark of my son's game. And I heard Joe Blocko, and he did. And as soon as his voice had that influx in it, I was like, they just won the damn game. They just came back and won the game. And I was screaming in my car. I was like, this is what it is about. Mm-hmm. This is what we're saying. This is why we get to come on the radio. I mean, at least me personally and the listeners and everybody that's somewhat invested in the Pirates. Like, you guys fought back in a big-time atmosphere game with 30,000 people against the best team in Major League Baseball. You did the things correctly. You were aggressive. You didn't have your starting aces on the mound, but you figured out a way to steal a game against one of the best teams in baseball.
I had a case of the giggles myself.
I was so, like, elated. I was so happy whenever that happened because I was like, this almost, it doesn't legitimize anything, but it legitimized the moment. It legitimized the moment for the Pirates, and I was like, "You can't. They can do it.
Yeah,
like they can." And I, like I said, I wasn't there, but listening to the broadcast, and then hearing, you know, how we have different senses than a lot of people because we wear headphones every day, so any little thing that we hear, we know different little things. Multitask, do this. So I'm listening to Joe Block's influx in his voice, but at the same time, I'm listening in the background of what the crowd might sound like. And the crowd sounded like a wild card game. And I was just sitting there, and I almost pulled over because I was like, I want to take in this moment because this is very significant. And there's a lot of reasons why it was significant. We'll get into all that next, but what, like, you know, 412-928-9370, we could take calls now. I was going to take calls in about 20 minutes, but we could take calls now. Like, what were you feeling in that moment whenever they stole that game, the first game of the series against the Phillies, and the way that they did it? The way they did it. I mean, I'm sure a lot of us thought that whenever the Phillies went up 7-4, that there was no chance the Pirates were coming back and winning that game, and then they did. And the way they did it and how aggressive that they were of doing it, I just was like, oh, my gosh, like, this is unbelievable. That this is kind of where we're at right now and what the people were experiencing that were there that were Pirates fans as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I believed, when they made it 7-6, I was a believer at that point. I'm like, they've got the opportunity here. And when Nick Gonzalez stepped up to the plate, and I've been very pessimistic about, you know, Pirates opportunities before. Now they seem like they have the core. Like, when Nick Gonzalez stepped up to the plate, I believed.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the right guy.
Yeah, same.
This feels like the right moment.
Same.
And there was only one out at that point, so it's like, you know, there are many ways you can get the run home. Sacrifice fly, get that hit. So I have a level of confidence in this team that I haven't in a while, considering all the factors. And the fact that, you already mentioned it, the best pitchers for the Pirates have not yet pitched since the second half's begun.
Right.
So it feels like the opportunities are endless, and it feels like if they get one more guy in that lineup to really push them and give them that motivation to keep going and carry some of that, you know, offensive production and that offensive weight, they're going to be a tough team.
Like,
Roddy Tellez set a single game franchise record for sacrifice flies in a game. Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, listen, like, the reason why that I think I felt the way that I did, and especially after the series, now Sunday, and we'll get into all that. Like, I mean, okay, you could kind of take it for what it is, Sunday's game, but this is not the first time the Pirates have done something like this season. They have beaten Major League Baseball's top teams in series this year. Now, I'm trying to go back as far as I possibly can right now, but they split the series earlier in the year against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Before that, they beat the Orioles in a series. After the first Philly series, they beat the Dodgers in a series.
Mm-hmm.
Now they beat the Phillies again, and they beat the Braves in a series.
I'm making an early prediction, like, here, because the way the Yankees have been playing too has not been inspiring. I feel like this season is going to come down to that series against the Yankees at the end of the year. They're going to keep it all close.
Uh-huh.
The Pirates are going to be able to pull that out.
Uh-huh.
That team has a lot of stacked players on it, but the way they're playing right now, they're not looking like they can sustain a whole lot more winning.
No, they really don't. I don't know what's up with them. I mean, I like to follow Yankees fans and kind of just look at their comments after each game, and they're like, this team isn't serious. like people are upset that are New York Yankees fans. But, I mean, the Pirates have they've proven to us that they can beat top-level teams.
Yeah.
It'd be different if they just won this series, and it's like, okay, like, what can we make of this? But they have done this a couple times this year in significant games, in significant series, and have proven to us that they can hang. They really have.
It was frustrating before because, I mean, there were some games where they lost in some dumb ways.
Yes.
Some very frustrating ways. And, you know, we were given unsatisfactory answers as to logic. And, you know, people were, I think, justifiably frustrated at times. I'm no longer frustrated because I had talked about this before, too. When they lost 7 in a row at the beginning of May, I was like, you got to counter that in some way to get back in the race. They did that. They won 6 in a row. So they're in a position right now where I'm just watching and I'm excited because now they've counted their losing. Now it feels like the possibilities are limitless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy.
I know.
I'm with you.
I really am too. I just think that to deliver in the moment that they did the first two games is very, very significant. And we said this a couple times throughout the last couple months. We're going to look back at the Giants series and be like, oh, that's the game that they needed. But maybe we're going to look back and be like, wow, they actually gotten themselves in a good position because they took care of business against the top teams too, whenever they needed to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.